Today is Monday, October 11th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage, and this episode is brought to you by Rothy's. Nothing says fall like soft, plush merino wool. For the third year in a row, Rothy's is launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. They're incredibly comfortable, cozy, and 100% machine washable, and they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and styles. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day, everyone. And yes, it is officially Indigenous Peoples Day because on Friday, President Biden issued the first ever proclamation to federally recognize the day. Columbus Day, which is established by Congress, will still be observed. And I hope you're all celebrating by mass deleting the constant flood of Columbus Day sales emails coming at your inbox. Remember last week when a federal judge issued an injunction against Texas's abortion ban, meaning that it couldn't be enforced? Well, the ban is back again. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, which has more authority than the lower court that temporarily blocked the ban, has now struck down the lower court's ruling. The Department of Justice now has until October 12th, which is tomorrow, to reply to the ruling, and the ban remains in effect until then. And the next court that will weigh in is, you guessed it, the Supreme Court. They already declined to intervene when the law first went into effect and still have not responded to subsequent requests to review it. Until then, we'll just anxiously await those expert legal opinions from Amy and Brett. Next, we have an espionage story. A former nuclear engineer officer in the Navy and his wife were arrested yesterday in West Virginia on charges of espionage after making several attempts to pass along secrets about U.S. nuclear submarines to a foreign country. Through his job, Jonathan Toby had a high-level security clearance that gave him access to valuable secret information, and he orchestrated several dead drops of information with someone he believed to be a representative of a foreign country, but in fact was an undercover FBI agent. His wife, Diana, accompanied him on the dead drops and acted as a lookout. What a way to keep your marriage spicy. They expected to receive tens of thousands of dollars worth of cryptocurrency in exchange for the information. Ultimately, their plan failed, but in the process, they violated the Atomic Energy Act by attempting to pass along the restricted data, and they're expected to make an appearance in court tomorrow. And if you're wondering what country he thought he was selling information to, it is not being reported right now. For our last story today, we have a report from ProPublica about the systemic arrests of Black children in Tennessee for non-existent crimes. Specifically, 10 children ranging in ages 8 to 11 were arrested because a video surfaced on YouTube in which two young boys were fighting. And the girls, who ended up getting arrested, didn't do anything to stop the fight. So they were arrested and charged. But as bad as that sounds, this is actually just one example of the juvenile arrest system in Rutherford County, Tennessee, where 48% of children referred to juvenile court are locked up, compared to the national average of 5%. This is due to something called the filter system, which the juvenile court judge in the county instated as their process for arresting children. Essentially, they created an imprecise system that allowed them to jail any child who was considered a quote-unquote true threat. But they didn't actually define what that is, so it was essentially up to the judge's discretion. And that's why 48% of children who were referred to juvenile court end up locked up there. The investigation is harrowing, but I highly recommend you read it just to see what exactly is going on and how arbitrary the justice system can be. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Rothy's. My Rothy's are the most comfortable shoes I own, and what I love about them is that I can just throw them in my washing machine when they get dirty, and then they're like brand new when they come out. And good news, if we have any guys listening or anyone whose partner is a guy, Rothy's shoes aren't just for women anymore. That's right, Rothy's now sells men's sneakers and men's driving loafers. So if you're looking for a gift for a man in your life, this is the one for you. And to help you welcome fall in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/morning. That's rothys.com/morning. Head to rothys.com/morning to find your new, most comfortable shoes today. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.